hard place and a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
All right, and we're back. Six.
Fucking damn it.
16 days for us, and it's just 1 second for you.
Shit, fuck.
Yeah, we've been gone for 16 days now.
We're down.
But we're back.
It's like more than half a month.
No, it's a long time. Depending on the month, yeah.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, I get you.
Are there months that are 32 days?
No. 31. Yeah. 30, 28.
Yeah. So 29. More than half a month.
Yeah.
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 15 and a half days.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be half
over
a
half
month.
A month later, and we're back. Hello. All right. Well, we covered how many days are in months. We can scratch that off the idea board.
Check that off of there.
Tune in next week, and we will figure out how many days away that is next week.
Yeah.
On Skunk Ravine.
Skunk Ravine.
I can't remember 16 days ago, but welcome to Skunk Ravine. Yay. Here we are. Yeah. We're in the ravine. We're skunking it out.
We're back.
We're all stunked up.
This dog. Anyway.
Yeah, dude. What's going on?
Shit, man. Fucking getting used to this. Still trying to get used to the random hours of winter time.
Yeah, winter working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta start living within my means. Boy.
I don't think it helps with the darkness.
Huh?
The darkness.
The darkness is spread. Yeah.
Because, like, I'll fall asleep, and it's dark, and then I'll wake up, and it's dark, and then I'll be like, which darkness am I in?
Fucking Dracula Dime.
Is it daytime darkness or nighttime darkness? Or?
Count Dine over here.
Yeah. One.
Stay out of the light. Stay out of it.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that shit sucks.
It's fucking lame.
Everything sucks, though, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know, being alive is a bitch.
Welcome back to the sad cast.
He's a bitch.
I'm so sad.
But, yeah, it's cool being alive.
All right. Speaking about being alive. Let's talk about killing shit.
Yeah. What are we counting?
All right. How many punches do you think it would take for you to kill a gray?
A what?
A gray.
What is that?
Like a gray alien?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, okay, think of an alien.
Yeah.
What do you picture?
Like the big head gray.
Yeah, grays.
Yeah.
Yeah. One punch, easily.
Well, some people say green. Some people.
I think of the gray with the big eyes, no nose.
Yeah, and then big old head.
Yeah.
And then long, scraggly limbs.
Yeah. Dude, could you just imagine connecting with one straight to the fucking dome? Right in the face, dude.
Does it have to be a punch? What if you just did a really hard kick into the midsection?
Yeah, you would probably break him in half.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if he has bones.
Yeah.
Which they probably do.
Well, either way, it'd probably destroy him.
Definitely.
But wouldn't they have, like, laser guns or something?
Yeah, but...
Or, like, telepathy with that big old head?
Definitely.
They could just, like, make you start punching your dick off?
Yes, they would probably block you instantly.
Like Little Nicky style.
Mm-hmm.
Like... When they make him start punching his dick.
Yeah. Like that. But for the sake of...
For the sake of the scenario. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if it was a sucker punch.
Uh-huh.
Or even if they... Even if you let them get ready to take it. I think
I
one
feel like
punch.
They have, like, sensitive... Like, they'd be able to know you were coming up behind.
For sure. But just saying, if you could cock back and get one punch off, how many punches?
Like if you were in like a Star Wars situation hanging out in a bar.
Sure. There's a gray right here. Walks into your house. You're able to get up and be like, hey, buddy. And then boom!
Cacao.
How many to kill it? I think just one.
I don't know. Well, what if it's trying to rape you? Like, what do their dicks look like? Do they have dicks?
I have no idea. What does that have to do with how many times you're going to punch it?
Maybe it's going to slap you in the face with its dick. I don't know. And then maybe it's got a big, long
and then you're slung. And then you're not going to punch it? And you're just going to let that happen?
You're going to be stunned. And then it's going to just rape you with its long
slung. Oh, my
slung.
God, Alex. The question is, how many punches to kill a gray? And you've danced around this question. When you know goddamn well the answer's one.
Is it, though?
Of course it is. Look at him.
I don't know, man. They're sketchy looking.
They sure are. But if you just smashed one's face.
I'm saying, what if it's got a very elastic penis and it chokes you out or something?
No. Like, you've already captured it.
What if it captures?
You've captured it. It's tied down.
Oh, okay.
You've already treated it.
You didn't
it.
Say
so the
any of that.
I shouldn't have to. The question is, how many goddamn times are you punching an alien before it's
dead?
Well,
if it's already captured, probably once.
You captured it with
that
love.
That big stupid head.
You captured it with love. That's how you captured it.
Did you use your penis?
Yes, you befriended him. And then why do you think he's restrained?
You were like, bro.
Because you're like, this is how we have sex on Earth.
Can I get some penis advice?
And you start locking this alien up.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I see.
Okay, so, yeah. Okay, so, and then, you know, you pull its dick out and there's like nothing there. So you're like, I got to kill this thing.
Or it's a monster hog.
It doesn't have a penis anymore. No.
I mean.
I'm telling you. You expose it, and there's no reproductive organs. It's just skin.
So it's asexual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
It's a G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Son.
Or a Barbie.
So then you're like.
Or a Barbie. Sorry, everybody.
So then you're like, I have to mercy kill this thing.
Yeah.
But there's nothing around.
Or a Barbie Joe.
Except the mitts. You know,
got the mitts.
So how many goddamn punches is it going to take for you to kill this thing?
Well, how hard is the head?
I don't know, Alex.
I don't either.
I'm calling it one shot right now.
Boom. I don't know, man. I'm going to be optimistic and
what if it doesn't even have bones?
That would be even worse.
What if the skin-tight suit...
What if it was like an octopus?
What if the skin-tight suit squeezes the body, everything gets pushed up into the head? You know? And then...
What's that one movie where they gotta chew the gum? Mars Attacks?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't seen that movie in so long. I need to watch it.
That's an old one.
Yeah.
I think it's Mars Attacks.
But
like if they're not they're wearing their helmets, they gotta be chewing like this special gum or some shit.
Yeah.
Anyway. That went off the fucking rails like it always does.
Yeah, and it should, man. I'm trying to like prove a point here that I don't think those things you could just fucking destroy it, dude.
Well, like who's punching him?
Me. And you.
Well, yeah. Dude, dead.
Yeah. I had to pull out a picture so you could see how pathetic these aliens are. All right,
so like if we just punched them back and forth, like you stood on one side and I stood on the other.
Yeah, and whoever kills him gets $50.
Just keep punching until its head explodes. Yeah. Like, it's like a pinata, but a standing one.
Yeah, whoever wins gets a $50 gift certificate to Dave and Buster's.
You got to keep uppercutting it if it tries to fall on the ground.
Yeah, just we'd like time to a board or some shit. I mean, we'd be in the woods, right? We'd time to a tree or something.
Or would we be in space?
No, it's going to be a fair fight. It's going to be on our turf.
Well, if we're in space.
Okay, you want to be on their ship?
All right.
Okay, they abduct
No, not on a ship. Okay.
Just floating
let
in
me
space.
Fucking,
okay, let's hear it.
Let me fucking get what I'm saying out.
Okay, lay it on me.
What if we just landed on the moon with one of these assholes? I don't know if they're assholes, but I'm assuming.
You've seen what they do to cows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're assholes.
All right, so you just anchor.
They literally come down here and steal animal assholes.
Yeah. So put an anchor into the moon. Put a string on it. Tie.
If you want to punch it, put a string on it.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know who the fuck sings that gay ass song.
What song are you talking
just about? Shut up. Anyway, so like put an anchor down, tie a string to its feet, right? And then hit its brain like a, its head like a fucking pinata.
Yeah.
Because there's no gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah. It then it's going to be really hard to get the candy. I don't know if they have candy in their brains, but.
Probably, but not. It's soft candy.
You know?
Sweet, sweet nectar.
It might be that sweet, sweet nectar.
Yeah.
Have you ever had?
That's the key. We got to learn.
Have you had alien brains?
I don't think I should comment on that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Government, we're kidding.
Don't worry, Bezos. Your secret's safe with me. No one will ever know. Yeah, gray alien, though. I'm talking one punch, bam, right in the fucking, right between the eyes, and that thing's probably dropping dead.
Well, yeah, that's why they're always using them gay-ass little laser weapons and shit. Ba-pew! Yeah. Ba-pew!
Yeah.
This is for you, Kevin Mooney.
Ba-pew! Ba-pew! He don't listen.
I know he doesn't. He don't listen to shit.
No.
Always trying to start fights with me back in the day.
He just listens to himself.
You remember that? All the time. No, you remember when we had that house party when I was living with that one-eyed Ed dude?
Yes. One of the keggers?
Yeah, where I just came out and like blasted a shotgun in the air. Were you there for that?
Yeah, and then the cops came.
Yeah.
And you're like talking to them and like the waddings on the ground in between us.
Yeah.
They weren't even there for the shotgun.
No. They were just there for a noise complaint.
Yeah.
Like, not gunfire, just a noise complaint.
Okay, yeah, I remember he wouldn't leave your house. You were like, everybody get the fuck out and go out into the backyard.
Yeah, and then he was being a dick.
And he's just like, I gotta pee. I want to pee in that bathroom, right?
Yeah, he was just instigating.
Yes.
You know how he did.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. After I just shot a gun off.
Yeah.
I will shoot you, Kevin. If I had beanbags, I would have shot him with one.
Was that the same night? Or maybe it was a different kegger. But we were playing.
Where that dude was there.
Yeah, we were playing beer pong in the backyard.
Yeah.
Just kept being
that
like,
dude kept trying to fight everybody. And
those aren't the rules. Those aren't the rules
didn't
to beer
he, like,
pong.
Kick somebody?
I was 3-time champion at House Phi Theta or some shit
didn't
like
that. Didn't he
kick
somebody into a fence?
I can't remember. I remember he kicked. He tried to do like a slam dunk or something.
Yeah.
And like, fucked it up. He, like, kicked the table before he jumped or something. And
that's when I came out with the police baton and tried to deploy it, and it didn't go out.
So you're just like...
No, I did it once and then turned around and walked away because I was like, fuck. Because he was a big-ass motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a cocky bastard, too.
Yeah.
Very loudly bragging about all of his beer pong wins in college.
Yeah.
Just like, dude, how old are you, man?
The one
get
time a
here.
Police baton doesn't deploy, dude.
Yeah. What are you,
I
like,
have
32?
Never
get
had
here.
It not deploy on me, like, and that time.
It knew. It was like, no, this is not.
Not a good idea.
You do not need me right now.
Ugh. I don't know why it's Russian, but.
Yeah. Yeah, because everybody there probably would have just started stomping on that person and probably killed him.
Right. Well, I mean, that would have been cool. That would have been that's what I wanted.
It was the best summer of my life.
Yeah. Or I would have hit him in the back of the head and killed him and then gone to prison or some shit.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody would have been held accountable.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
There's a lot of things I'm glad that didn't happen.
Yeah. Me too.
Oh, boy.
For sure.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah.
So, speaking of shotguns and whatnot, that riot grenade launcher.
Yeah, that's pretty tight. It looks very cool.
Ordered right to your doorstep.
How much is it?
It depends on what model you get, but anywhere from like $400 to $700.
Okay.
But there's one you can buy, there's an adapter to where you can shoot 12 gauge.
Yeah, was it just the shells that load into it?
Like the big...
The grenade tube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the adapter is just, you put the 12 gauge shell inside of the...
Yeah.
Adapter tube.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the whole gun is like, it shoots flashbangs.
Yeah, I know. It shoots 37 millimeter, right?
Yeah.
So the attachment that goes onto it is like...
No, there's no attachment.
Yeah, it's just like an empty fucking hollowed out...
Yeah.
Like 37 millimeter round.
Yeah, and then you slide the
shell in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has nothing until you put a shell in the shell.
Yes.
It's a very redundant...
It's like a little Russian doll.
Yeah. You got to put the shell in the shell
inside another shell and inside the poo.
Yeah, it's a Russian nesting box.
A big surprise in the middle is just a grenade.
Yes.
It's just gun shooting you.
He's very good. I mean, just imagine somebody pulling that on you. What do you get charged for?
Somebody pulls out a grenade launcher.
Like, what do you get charged for? Because it's not a gun.
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't. I feel like somebody wouldn't even believe it. You'd see that big tube and be like, the fuck are you?
Until they get shot with it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. You could totally probably make just a blunderbuss out of that thing.
Right.
Just fill it with silverware and shit.
I forget what they call it. It's called...
Fill it with marbles?
They actually made a round. I think it was called like a beehive or something. Like, it was just a shit ton of fucking... Or a hornet round or something. Yeah, it was just a nightmare of...
Just full of metal spikes.
Yeah, just fucking... Yeah. Speaking of, did you know...
Ooh, you know what would be badass?
What?
Sorry.
No, you're good.
If you, like, you know, Sabit rounds for tanks? Get one of those. So you're just shooting spikes. Funk.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be a good vampire weapon.
That'd be sweet.
Just wooden spikes.
Just wooden.
Funk, funk.
For when those vampires hit.
All right, so aliens dead in one punch. We got vampires covered.
Vampires gone.
Bigfoot. What are we doing about fucking Bigfoot?
I think Bigfoot's all right.
He's on our side.
I think so.
Hell yeah. What's he hiding?
All my friends always talk about him trying to rape me. I don't know what that's about, but I guess that's just because I'm a sexy man.
And beasts want to rape you.
We just burped at the same time.
Ooh.
Bro burping.
We're on par. You got any Tums?
I do.
Those beatboxes.
I'm
good right now. I'll have some later.
Oh. They're in a lockbox.
You know what I figured out? This beatbox fits perfectly into a kid's car seat juice holder.
Well, duh. It's a juice box.
Do you really think Bigfoot would be on our side?
Yeah.
I don't think he would.
Well, I think it depends on what kind of person you are.
Like, if you're out chilling in the woods, I think he'd burn a doobie and, like, eat some mushrooms with you.
I don't know. I feel like Bigfoot's probably
a rapist?
Yeah. Probably.
That's why my friends keep saying he's going to rape me. Why is it just me?
I'm just picturing a Bigfoot in a Cosby sweater now.
With some pudding. Ah, Jesus.
Yeah, man.
What flavor do you think he would drug?
Oh, probably something terrible like bark.
Bark pudding. Like, no.
Here, I made bark pudding.
No, not even bark. It'd have to be like pine sap.
Yeah.
Just like it's just, tarry. Like, yeah. Sticks to your teeth and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. It's a creeper. It's slow.
It's that time release. It's that extended release. Yeah. Because the. On account of the sap.
Cosby Bigfoot. Just,
fuck.
He wants to take his time, you know? He's like, no one's going to be out here, so whatever. I got all the time in the world.
I got to let the tree warm up.
And plenty of sap.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, the sap, it gets stuck to the teeth, and then it time releases the rape drugs.
All natural GHB.
Bill Cosby Bigfoot. BBF. BB. BCBF.
BCBF.
Yeah. BCBF.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Dude.
That's that motherfucker BCBF.
Don't let BCBF get you.
Don't let him.
Remember, camp, put your food in a different campsite.
If it smells snappy or sappy, you get ready for a nappy. Yeah. Get ready for a nappy. Oh, shit. All right, that's a shirt.
Yeah.
Don't steal this idea from us, you fucks.
Yeah.
I'm not even repeating it. Dude, we got to make that.
Good shit.
Dude, it's the only way.
Yeah.
Who
else can we kill and tear down?
I don't know. Mothman? Let me think.
Mothman?
Mothman. Mothman, huh?
Yeah.
What's
He's got glowing red eyes and like big bat wings, I think, and
yeah, but did he like rape people? Like what?
Okay, for the sake of all of these scenarios, they're all rapists, alright? Every single one of them has committed the act of rape. Now I'm not saying all these.
This is our rape episode.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
I mean,
all,
we're not raping people.
I'm not saying that all of these creatures are rapists, but the ones that we're encountering, for the sake of the argument, happen to be rapists.
Mothman could have raped a lot of lights.
Yeah, you could rape anyone.
Like,
that's why I don't walk under streetlights at night. I avoid that shit.
Maybe that's why streetlights turn off when I go under them. I've got, like, a protection.
You got an ass full of Mothman come?
Yeah, it's just, like, been there, done that.
It knows.
Yeah.
So it has, like, electromagnetic properties that interfere with the... Interfere. I'm a baby. It interferes with the streetlights so that when Mothman's flying around, he's like, no, already got that one.
Got been in that ass.
Been there. Done that.
Yeah.
On to the next one. Yeah.
Scat, scat. Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
I don't know.
I think with Mothman, since he flies, it's pretty easy is you're going to just need a net gun. You know.
Yeah.
A neck gun and a virgin asshole. You know, I can bait him out. Just go out under a streetlight with my butt up in the air.
Or you just eat a lot of acid and throw fishing lures in the air.
Yeah, it could work.
I caught a bat. Almost.
Yeah.
I swear.
Almost snagged one?
Yeah, I talked about it.
Well, then you've almost...
Maybe it was the Mothman.
Yeah, I'm going to say, then you are, okay, all right.
He was coming for my ass, and I...
So fish hooking him. See, I was thinking, like, just net gun him, and then you could, I don't know.
Just just got to eat a bunch of acid and
just go throw him in the lake or something.
Go to the river.
Yeah. There you go.
Got to be up north.
Toss him in the river. Nah, he hangs... I think Mothman hangs out around airports and, like, cities, like, lights and shit, man. Mm. He's a moth.
Well, I had a headlamp on.
Well, he's not going to fly all the way out to the middle of nowhere and be like, whoa, what's that?
Maybe that's what happened.
Well, your headlamp would
maybe
go off.
Maybe he was thirsty for some ass.
He would show up and your lamp would go off. And
he was thirsty for ass, dude.
I came all the way out here for sloppy seconds? Fuck yeah. This shit.
That's why he dropped the lure and left.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't catch him.
Dude. Just go to Meijer and buy a shopping cart full of fishing lures. And the ladies checking you out, just be like, "Mothman raped my friend. We're gonna get him, but catch him. We're gonna get him tonight. Headlamps and lures. And shit.
No, you got like a deer blind and like fishing but, poles
yeah, and a big construction light.
Yeah." One of those fishing poles that launches, like, it shoots the lure.
Yeah.
Or you just make one.
Yeah, we'll use the 37 mic.
There you go.
Thunk.
Thunk. Big old treble hook.
Yeah. I've all right, we got to come up with a way to kill all these things with the grenade launcher.
Dude. All right. The fact
no grenades allowed, though.
The fact that you can get the thing ordered to your fucking doorstep.
Yeah. That's pretty wild.
Okay. That's number one. Yeah. Number two, the options.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're going to do them. Just saying.
Yeah. The things we could do.
Like imagine like making a round that had a bunch of paracord. Like.
So you could reel it back?
No, like, so you could do, like, a grappling hook.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, yeah. Grappling hook onto a fucking building.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can make attachments for all that shit.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that kind of what those guns are?
I don't know.
See, now, those are probably legal, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, unless they're, like...
Well... I don't know.
Grappling hook guns? Do you think those are legal?
So.
Those have to be legal.
I don't see why not. Like, you're not killing somebody.
Yeah. Unless you're like, you know, it's for a SWAT team or whatever. Well, and then they probably just use like 40 mics.
Well, so you can buy a fucking... So I don't understand why you can buy a 37... And not a 40 mic. What's the difference other than it's a slightly smaller caliber?
All right. I'm getting... Let me just put real at the end. I'm getting a bunch of plastic toys. Yes, they're real. I know they're real. I want to know if you can buy them. They're perfect for entering buildings, bridges, ships, platforms, or cliffs, as well as crossing ravines or rivers.
So you just could be a pirate, like...
Both for military and rescue scenarios, but... Yeah, here's your pneumatic launcher and a compact launcher.
And that's the same one that I sent?
No, these are grappling guns.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's got a whole thing with...
It's not an attachment. It's a whole separate system.
So the tube on the bottom is literally...
Air.
The rope. No, it's got to be the rope.
Oh, let's click on it.
Oh, yeah, the big tube on the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably rope. And then the other tube on the side.
Where else would the rope be?
The other tube on the side has to be air. Dude. Where's the price tag on this thing? Give me the I won't give you the price tag.
Yeah, because you probably can't buy it. But I don't see why you couldn't make... Like, why couldn't you just put a... All right, check this out. So, say you make your own round, right? And then put a separate cylinder, because usually they have, like, a... I can't say pick the rails.
Mm.
What are they called?
Mm.
Pick. I can't ever say it right.
Picante, sure.
Yeah, picante. The picante rails.
Picante.
What the fuck
just
is that?
Just a pistol grappling gun.
That's so
that doesn't
dumb.
Work.
That's
see, that's
I
a toy. That's
what I'm
what
saying. The shit I'm looking at.
But could you imagine
he's
someone
showing
pulling
me
one of those
dumb shit over here? I'm trying to make real ideas. So, all right, imagine that hook. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or a smaller one that would fit inside of the 37 millimeter.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you would just need another. You would just need another tube that would.
That's what I'm saying. A tube underneath
rope up
that has the rope, so that I could.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you could, man, couldn't you just make like a potato gun for grenades?
I mean, yeah. But this
you
is
pull
way
the pin
cooler.
And you slide it in, so then once you launch it, that's when the handle comes off.
I mean, yeah. Duh.
It does not. You'd have to lube it up.
It'd be Sketch City. It'd be Ukraine.
I mean, it would be dire
it'd
times.
It'd be Ukraine City.
It would be like the collapse of America, like street fighting each other. Like, yeah, fuck it. We're going to die tomorrow. Let's fucking grenade law. Let's potato gun grenades.
I think
people.
You would have to. You'd have to put a load in like a pack. Or you could just use weaves out of the streets from around here.
Tumbleweaves. You just got a necklace of weaves from all the people you've potatoed. Just grappling hooked and shit. Just psycho, man, dude.
Shit.
Just running around grappling hooking weaves off of people's heads.
Give me that hair. Jesus. No, I am not stealing weaves.
So, yeah. There is a ton of fake grappling hooks. But when I look up, can you buy them? I'm not getting any fucking result.
Go to the goddamn website. That
what website? Now we're just two old guys trying to Google something.
I don't even know where my fucking phone is.
Who cares? It's legal. We can do it. If you can buy a grenade launcher, you have to be able to buy a grappling hook.
It's not,
if you can buy a bow,
it's not
out,
a
like,
grenade launcher.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is
it's
it?
A,
tactical launching
it's
system?
It's a flashbang, which I don't even understand how you're allowed to buy that as a civilian.
You can get flashbangs?
Yeah.
Why aren't we getting... How much are they?
The whole system. That's why I'm trying to find my gun. I want to go
flash
in. Can we have, like, joint custody on one of these things?
I mean, maybe.
They're expensive.
Ooh, jazzy. I feel like I'm about to solve a mystery. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ron Burgundy.
So, something, yeah, there it is.
That's the one with the 12-gauge adapter. Click the adapter thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just like an empty
Yeah, and then you just put a 12-gauge shell in.
And it could break down to a pistol.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Right to your doorstep.
God.
You know I'm going to buy one.
$652. Let's wait for taxes.
I think you can make payments. I think it says on there.
And maybe. Okay, if we can get someone to send us like $5 a month. Wait, that could be a business expense. We could probably write that off next year.
Well, you guys, we really want to show you guys this sweet, awesome gun. So, there's the George Washington bundle.
Of course.
Oh, boy. Dude, it comes with a fucking George Washington hairpiece.
Wow. Includes necessary Washington hairpiece.
I'm not even playing, bro. I'm not even kidding.
It comes with a wig.
Yeah.
5 flashbangers and 5 concussions and a wig.
Yeah.
For only like 50 more bucks.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That's very cool.
Dude.
Plus George.
Plus
GW hairpiece. Yay.
Come on.
Yeah.
You,
they know, dude, look at you. They got you. Hook, line, and sinker.
Well, duh. Come on, man.
America.
I don't give a shit about. I'm not going to say more. I love America. I also love weapons. So.
Yeah. That'd be pretty sick to bust that out at 4th of July and just start launching mortars.
With a fucking wig on.
Yeah.
Like, people would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Dude, we should go to the fireworks this year and get, like, Washington and Jefferson outfits and just get hammered. And whenever anyone talks to us, just be an asshole.
Yeah, and shoot a fucking mortar at them.
Yeah, dude.
Out of a grenade launcher. With a wig on.
You give me 6 feet. Back the fuck up.
Imagine if I would have had that when I fucking, that night the dude said he was going to shoot me and my dog in the face.
Yeah, you just come outside and flunk.
Yeah. Just
flunk one out. Flunk, flunk. Me and my boy Ryan at work, we were talking about, I don't remember how it came up, but cumlicrophy.
He is. You making liquor out of cum?
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's what I got out of
this
it.
This is how we can communicate and no one will know. It's like invisible ink. Where you just take your cum and a paintbrush and then you write the letter out with it.
Ah!
And then how you read
you
it.
What? You gotta lick it?
Yeah, it's cum, lick, Griffy.
Ah, I thought you were
And then you
get...
gotta like decode it, you know? It's like salty braille.
I was going somewhere else with that.
Salty braille, man.
I thought you were going to get like a black light. like you take your pre-cum and wipe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You save up
on the
your,
wall.
You save up all your pre-cum.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could wear your George.
You write secrets.
You could wear your George Washington wig and use a feather.
And then, you shoot people with a grenade
and
launcher.
Then you shoot the note to them. And then you have to lick the cum off the paper. And then you're like, oh, he's saying what's up. You want to chill? And then you jack off. And you respond like, yeah, be over in 10.
No, just the jack-off is the response.
You just shoot it's a just load bag.
You shoot a load bag.
It's just a splooge
just
on a paper.
Just a big, like, it hits and it explodes everywhere. Well, I guess he's ready to bro.
Yeah. Looks like, oh, sorry, Martha, we're having boys' night.
Martha's pregnant now. Yeah,
we'll be in the ravine.
Martha gets a fucking load all up in her crotch.
You just get like, he gets like a squirted up letter later that's just like, when are you going to be home? And then they're both jacking off in a ravine to like come up with a response.
It's the only way.
And they're launching grenades at each other, just full of cum notes.
Just cum note grenades.
Yeah, dude. Cumlicrophy.
Cumlicrophy.
AKA the salty braille.
The salty braille. The brackish. I got nothing after that. The brackish braille, I guess.
Yeah, that was just one idea.
Because that'd be like less salty.
Yeah.
That'd be like half and half. That'd be more like cum.
Mm-hmm.
Brackish braille. Because, I mean, you don't want your cum to just be salt.
Well,
right?
I guess if you got a lot to really say in your cum note.
It's got to be real salty.
Well, no. I mean, you're going to have to stretch that load.
So if you're, like, upset.
So I guess that would be a brackish load because you're mixing water with your load.
But if you're upset.
To stretch
it out. You send an extra salty load.
Yeah. Well, it all depends on what kind of mood you're in when you produce, I think.
Yeah.
When you're producing.
When you're milking.
When you're gathering your thoughts for stern lettering.
Yeah, that's called cupping the balls. Stirring the lettering.
Yeah, instead of like, what should I say? And you're rubbing your chin.
Yeah,
you're
don't
just
rub your
chin, balls.
You rub your balls.
I'm
gonna get a feel for it.
I'm gonna give it to this motherfucker.
Yeah, squeeze him. That's the angry.
I can't believe he said that.
That's when you get blood in there.
Yeah. Oh, God, he's mad.
A little bloody.
He's real mad.
The blood comes.
Iron. On. Salted iron.
A salted iron, man.
This summer. The true story of George Washington and Thomas
He's
Shores.
Just rubbing his balls.
He's like, ah, oh, those fucking British.
All over.
Those fucking British.
Oh, my God. And he's got one of those grenade launchers. Dude, I kind of want to buy the one with the wig.
Yeah.
Why does there... Why?
I mean...
There's another one that comes with a Vietnam fucking headband. You know those Vietnam grenade launchers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they like remade one, but they couldn't find any more stocks. Like, you can't fucking make a goddamn wooden stock.
Yeah.
You dumb fucks. Sorry. I get upset about guns. So now they're all synthetic and whatnot. So at that point, I'd rather buy one of the cool ones where you can put like a fucking scope on it and shit. The red dot. Like, you fucking need a red dot for a goddamn.
Yeah.
Flashbang.
Well, that's, yeah, during the riots a few years ago, you would see like riot cops with tear gas launchers, and they got like fucking ACOGs on them. It's like, what?
Just so they could jack off.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
It's probably what noise they made. Like the gun, not the cop.
Hell yeah, I can't wait to isolate that audio and use that all the time.
That's the only way.
We'll take a break.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's blaze one.
Oh. No, I was saying I'll use that as the new break music.
Oh. I got
just you.
You
going, oh.
I mean, I can do more.
this is a good episode, I think.
Yeah. I mean, aren't they all?
Yeah, they are.
Come on.
They're all gold, my friend.
This is very good.
The world map is starting to get peppered up.
What you talking about?
On the our like viewership map.
Oh.
Yeah.
People are listening, eh?
It's getting peppered up, man.
Who we got?
Oh, you know, South Africa. Fuck yeah, bro. South Africa, we got someone out there rocking.
Damn, son.
Got someone rocking in South Africa. I could do more details. Oh, hold on, yeah. Let's smoke this.
Yeah, smoking a little bit of buds. Gotta use that hemp wick. Shout out to everybody that listens to us. We really appreciate it. It means a lot.
You already said that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say it a bunch of times.
I'm going to edit them all out, so it's just me saying
well,
it.
Well, fuck you. Put that in.
I'm going to take that fuck you and make it sound like, hey, if you listen to this show, fuck you. Fuck, I'm going to be like, you. No, don't say that, Alex. We, you know, we appreciate you guys. We love you.
Fucking asshole.
It's Alex Dine, the bad boy of the skunk
reveal. He's the mean one.
He's the bad boy.
He's got trees and shit.
Where's your new tree?
It's right there.
That's the same tree I saw last time I was here. That's not new.
That's the new tree.
I've already seen it. It's old to me.
Well, then you're old. Yeah.
Truth be told.
So, just Daisy snoring. Yeah, because she's been fucking bothering me all day.
All right. Shout out Detroit, Chicago, West Bend, Ashburn, Benton Harbor, Niles, St. Joe, Sparta, Sterling Heights, Helsinki, Lusaka, Zimbabwe. There it is. Indianapolis, Michigan City, Grand Rapids, Taylor, D.C., Virginia Beach, Dearborn Heights, Redford, Royal Oak, Southfield, Troy, Walled Lake, Warren, Westland, Jackson, and Seattle.
It sounds like you were just doing that Sublime song.
Yeah.
The Riot one.
We got listeners in Sparta, Starling, Hotels, and...
Yeah.
But yeah, dudes, no. Zambia. Z-A-M-B-A-I. Zambia.
Who is South listening Africa. To us in South Africa? I mean, we appreciate you, but I have questions.
Dude, that flag. Dude, shout out Zambia.
Let me see.
That flag is fucking cool, let man. Let me see. Check out that flag.
Oh, shit.
That's
dog.
A dope ass flag.
I want one.
Dude, I'm going to say it. I think the stars and bars fucking suck.
Can they send us one?
That's fucking tight, man.
Can they send us one?
Yo, South Africa, whoever's listening in Zambia. Email us and let us send you money to mail us a flag.
Yeah, we'll pay flag. You. We'll have joint custody of it.
Zambia. Tight, man. Well, hope you're doing well out there.
Yeah, we appreciate you. We appreciate the support.
It's a pretty sweet country.
Never been there, but I wouldn't mind going.
Yeah, I'll go.
I know Matt.
With a flag like that, dude, like, fuck.
Do you think Matt's been there?
No, probably not.
Well, I know he spent a lot of time over in, well, it's a different region. A
lot of footballers.
What you talking about? A lot of footballers.
Oh, I'm just going through their Wikipedia page now, looking up their shit.
In Zambia, they have...
A lot of soccer players.
Yeah.
Dude, hell yeah.
No, it's called football there.
Yes.
Don't be.
That's why I said footballers.
Yeah, but then you said soccer players.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Yeah, you better don't apologize to me.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Until majority of our fucking listeners are in Zambia, I'm not going to call it fucking soccer. Sorry, Zambia.
Love you, Zambia.
Yeah, we love you. You reach out. If you didn't like what I said, I'll take it back, okay?
We just want your flag.
Skunkravine@gmail.com.
We want to support your flag.
I'll buy one
looks
of them
sweet.
Fucking flags, dude.
Yeah.
Hang it up right there. Bam.
Pa-pow.
Pa-pew.
Yeah. So.
Zambia.
What else we got?
That's all I got.
I'm about sick and tired of working in the middle of the night. That's getting old.
Yeah.
It makes me very sleepy.
I bet.
But it's not bad.
Do you sleep during the day now?
I just sleep whenever.
Yeah. Anytime.
Like, I've lost track of space and time.
Whoa!
Nah, it's all good. It just takes getting used to.
Yeah.
But, nah, everything's groovy. I'm gonna go up north this weekend.
Yeah.
Do some ice fishing.
Cool. Sick.
Yeah.
Dope shit.
I'm trying to find my ice picks, though. Like, for if you fall through and then... Yeah, you, like, wear them, like, through your sleeves. Mm-hmm. So they're by your wrists.
Yeah.
I have no clue where they are. Nor do I care.
Mm-hmm.
If I fall through, I fall through.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about it, dog. Bruh.
Bruh.
Who cares?
Bruh.
Fuck it.
Bruh. Ain't no thing.
Freezing in the middle of a frozen lake.
Freezing to death? Not me. Don't think so. Cue the Always Sunny music.
Yeah.
Alex drowns. Alex freezes and drowns.
Oh, shit. Don't worry. It's not going to happen. Yeah. I'm trying to think of some other cool things I saw. Somebody made a pair of ice skates out of chainsaws.
Like the blades?
Yeah, the blades.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's me, Jessica.
Yeah, did you see that video?
Is that a hot girl reference? Or hot chick?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's me, Jessica.
I'm the hot girl.
Yeah.
This summer.
It's a funny ass movie.
Rob Schneider.
No, but somebody took two chainsaws and like converted them down to like make them shorter and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And strapped them onto their feet. So it was like self-propelled.
Oh,
chainsaw!
Oh,
skate blades
with the chain on it.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I thought you just said. I thought you were talking about they just took the blade off, cut it down short, and sharpened it up, and put it on the bottom.
No. Two chainsaws.
Jesus, man!
A chainsaw on each foot.
That's terrifying.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. So imagine someone coming at you wearing those.
Yep. Aaron was like, Chuck Norris, somebody with some of those on. Or some shit. He made a funny ass comment.
You'd have to like...
imagine how heavy those would be. But
get going, so you're not throwing it accurate or anything, right? Yeah. You're just like winging it at that point.
Yeah. But, like, that'd be terrifying going across the ice on those.
Yes.
Like, how do you control the throttle?
You probably hand little...
Oh, yeah. No. Actually, now that I remember, he had two poles.
Okay.
Like hand strings.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, just...
Yeah.
So you could probably turn that way, too, like...
Right.
Like a tank.
Like a tank. Yeah. Exactly.
Dude, okay.
That sounds kind of fun, actually.
What about hugging up a toboggan with, like, a chainsaw sled team?
Oh, boy. Like, just a bunch of chainsaws?
Yeah, like 12 chainsaws tied in pairs. You got the reins, and it's just like...
You would have to put a weight, like it...
Yeah, it'd all be weighted down.
Right. But how would you... Damn, I'm trying to think of the engineering of that. I get the concept.
Mm-hmm. Just like the skates. But just yeah, but make like
the
a
skates are like one.
Just weld up together a metal frame and put them all together. So they're all on the ground. Well, we can figure out a hinge system so it can roll over terrain later.
Right. Like
make
like,
it all wavy like liquid.
Not like not hinges.
Just joints.
Yeah, you know what I'm just some to joints, think of. Like shocks and stuff.
Yeah, shocks and joints. And
yeah,
and chainsaws.
That'd be oh fuck, dude. People are gonna steal our ideas.
Basically, take a car frame.
People are gonna steal our ideas.
Take a car frame.
Yeah.
Take the like. Brakes and all that bullshit off the axles, dude. And then just put on fucking giant sled blades.
Yeah.
And no, then just mount 30 no, chainsaws know. All over yeah. that
thing. And then, like, have a tank, like a big tank of gas. So, yeah. like, you
just didn't shooting have to refill. Flames.
Well, no. So you didn't. Yeah. Like Mad Max. No. So you don't have to.
Resources are scarce.
So you don't have to refill all of them constantly.
Yeah, it's just being fed to it.
Yes.
Yeah, the gas tank's going to be like 80,000. That's what's going to weigh it down, right?
So already, you could just have one on top of each. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we're on to something.
Smaller gas tanks for each
yes.
row. Yeah.
Instead of one big gas tank with lines.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you don't have as many failure points.
We need to build one of these, yeah. and then like 20 more, and we can do chariot races with them.
All right. Anybody else hearing this?
Dude, the wheels on your chariot just have chainsaws mounted to
them. No, they're not even chainsaws. They're the big old fucking mill blades.
Yeah. The like wheels are the big, yeah,
three
for
of them. Three of them welded together.
Yeah. The middle one going the opposite direction. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And then with a chainsaw just sticking out the side, too.
Yeah.
Just spinning.
To keep. No, that's
to
what,
take out other people's yeah, chariots yeah. and stuff. You know? Yeah, like the chariots with spikes.
Right. God damn it.
That'd be tight. That's tight shit.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be fun.
What would you call it?
Death chariots.
The chainsaw massacre. I guess. I think
that. Oh my god, yeah. There's like, no one wins. Everyone dies. Fucking. Yeah, right. No one's winning. Everybody dies.
Oh, man. I think that would be the appropriate name.
The Chainsaw Massacre, yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
What about the char rippets? Char rippet races.
Well, what is char rippet racing? I did a run or whatever. The
yeah, I did a run. Was that with the snow dogs?
Yeah,
starring Cooper Gooding Jr.
The chain sitter on.
The chain sitter on. Oh,
the chain. I like the Chainsaw Massacre. And then wherever it is, that's what it's called.
Douche and Don's chariot chainsaw racing.
Like the Alaskan Chainsaw Massacre, the Michigan Chainsaw Massacre,
yeah. Istanbul. Like the, we're going worldwide with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Desert chainsaw racing out in the desert, that'd be tight.
You'd use flaps then.
Like what, sailing flaps?
No, you know how they make flaps for dirt bikes? the tires have like flaps for sand.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can like put a ski on the front and then a flap on the back and you can actually like drive across water.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen the fucking Red Bull videos where they like ride a wave on a fucking dirt bike?
Of course I have.
It's retarded.
Of course I have. It's insanity. I love extreme stuff, man.
It's the best. You see the one where the dude was on the top of a hotel in like some fancy ass hotel where they got the fucking pool on the roof?
Mm-hmm.
And he gets pulled by a fucking drone.
Yeah, you posted that up and I was like, what an expensive suicide.
Right.
Sponsored by Red Bull.
Yeah. It's just like, what are you doing, Red Bull?
Yeah, dude. They're having fun.
Must be nice. I'm poor. I'd like to do
cool Well, invent stuff. An energy drink, dude.
Well, fuck.
Go get you a bunch of taurine just, and B12 and just can mix it all together.
Get some lithium and, oh, sorry. My bad.
Match. We need a bunch of matchbook covers and D batteries.
Cough medicines. Meth.
If you had the opportunity to try anthrax, would you?
Like, yo, one time only. Let me get a bump of that.
Just one time only.
No. Why would I do that?
For $5?
No.
Whatever this fucking website is.
Yeah, the $5.
I don't believe this was a website.
Dude, I swear to God. Look it up. I think it's like $5.com or some stupid shit.
What if I search for $5 do anything website? It's going to come up with some weird shit.
Well, duh. Like Chisa videos.
All right. Well, love y'all.
Love you guys.
Bye.